I think most people disagree with that take. I know Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy does. He represents the 8th District. Raja, in your mind, was it a wee bit of a security breach?
No. In a word, it was a big security breach. It was basically the entire battle plans associated with the attack on the Houthis that the U.S. military engaged in on around March 15th, so a week or two ago, and it was very detailed. Just to give you a flavor for the text message that Pete Hegseth, the current Secretary of Defense, sent, the very first update that he gave was, he said, you know, 12:15 p.m. Eastern, at 12:15 p.m. Eastern, F-18s will launch, and then he puts in parentheses, first strike launch. And then he proceeds from there to give kind of the sequence of strikes, the weapons platforms that will be used. He gives some targeting information. And mind you, this is hours in advance of the actual strike. So if an adversary were to get a hold of this, and God forbid the Houthis got a hold of it, they would have absolutely trained their air defenses against the F-18 fighter pilots who were in the skies approaching the Houthis.
The reporter who was on that chat on Signal opted out at some point, but obviously has printed what has transpired simply to prove that they were there, because there was a spin put on it that, you know, they, you know, wasn't really all that truthful. What did you find out when you brought all the bigwigs in for a hearing?
Well, what I proceeded to do was, first of all, establish that Tulsi Gabbard and some of these other folks believe that none of the information that was conveyed by Pete Hegseth or others was classified information, which they actually do, despite the fact that pretty much everyone else who knows what's going on believes the opposite. So that was the first thing. The second is, I then talked about the White House's current executive order that Donald Trump has in place with regard to the classification of information, okay? And it clearly states that military plans, operations, and basically weapon systems, information about weapon systems, is classified information. I then asked a lieutenant general who's currently in uniform to confirm that the information in these texts would be that type of information, which he did. And then I basically said, look, this is classified information. Everyone knows it. Pete Hegseth knew it. He's lying about it now, and he needs to resign immediately for the safety of our country and the men and women in uniform today.
President Trump defended his national security advisor, telling the press that Michael Waltz has learned a lesson and he's a good man. But then we find out today that his Venmo is public. You can see who he's been sending money to. Look, I'm not a tech person, but the first thing I did when I downloaded Venmo was to set privacy. Are people in these positions unaware of how vulnerable they are when they don't take simple steps like setting up privacy on even their Venmo?
I think they're careless. And overnight, another article came out talking about how their passwords are and phone numbers and mobile numbers are easily obtainable. Now, look, I think that it's possible that some of our personal information is out there online. However, that is why, Lisa, you have to use classified spaces, or you have to use classified secure communications to talk about the most sensitive of all information, such as attack plans. If you don't do that, then essentially what happens is that your adversaries or others get a hold of that information because of known vulnerabilities in existing platforms like Signal and WhatsApp and SMS, and then they take advantage of it, and Americans are hurt.
You know, Congressman, I think sometimes we argue about the wrong thing, and if it was or was not classified information, it certainly was sensitive information. It was private information. That's why they were on an app that is, you know, you're not supposed to be able to get into. And to me, and I'm interested in your comment on this, the offense is, in addition to the classified part of it, the fact that these U.S. leaders were willing to have sensitive conversations with the phone number there that they didn't know.
That's another part of it. But I still think you shouldn't have a chat on an unsecure platform such as Signal about classified information, sensitive information, or anything that you wouldn't want your adversaries to get a hold of. Signal, in particular, is vulnerable to Russian hacking, and a bulletin went out to the entire military just 2 weeks ago. In fact, just yesterday morning, a mom texted me that bulletin saying that her sailor received this particular notification, and she was livid that, you know, Pete Hegseth and others would basically violate the very rules and regulations that they were promulgating. And if, you know, if her son was caught violating it, he would be court-martialed or worse. And this guy denies that he did it and then goes after the reporter who basically disclosed what happened.
And you are having a rally this afternoon. We've got like 30 seconds left before news time, but what is that about and where is it happening?
So Illinois Veterans for Change is actually helping to organize this rally at 3:30 p.m. at Daly Plaza. Congressman Davis is also going to be there and basically calling for Pete Hegseth's resignation. I think this is extremely important. We had concerns about him even at the time of his nomination. That's why I didn't support him. And now our concerns are confirmed through his conduct. He should not be, he should either resign immediately or he should be terminated.
Thank you for joining us, Representative.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you very much for your attention to this.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy from the 8th District.